Hello everyone, welcome back to the Education for Climate Talks. Today we're going to talk about the European schools. I'm very happy to have with us today Manuel Bordoy. Hello Manuel.
Hello, Premier.
So Manuel, you are the Deputy Secretary General of the European Schools. So basically it means you are the number two of the executive body of that particular schooling system, European schools, but you're going maybe to as a starter, to start from there and to explain to us what are the European schools, what are their objectives and missions, and it might be worth mentioning the fact that among the various missions of the European schools, the official missions of the European schools, the one which is typically and precisely linked to education for sustainable development. So we would be interested, of course, to learn about the concrete initiatives and how it translates that principle into concrete actions. Please, for you.
Okay, thanks, Tremere, for the question. As you have explained, I'm the Deputy Secretary General of the European Schools. I have been in the European school system for quite a long time. I had the opportunity of working as a deputy director in two different schools, in the European School of Mall in Belgium and also in Alicante. I also worked in the office of the Secretary General as head of the European Baccalaureate Unit, and then I also was the director of a school in Brussels, the European School of Brussels 4 in Laeken. I mean, like all these years in the European school system, it has been really enriching for me, because I had the opportunity of working in the only system that we could say is truly trans-European, and this system is a bit of a reflection of what Europe is, which is searching a compromise between and among all the educational policies of the different member states. We were founded 70 years ago, as you can see in our nice commemoration logo, and we have been changing and evolving, and always we have been trying to give the best of education for the peoples that work for the European institutions. That was our first mission, but we had also other missions that we think that now they need to be put in value. And one of the main missions of the European school system is to serve as a laboratory of pedagogical innovation. And also it's sort of a testbed for new policies in education. In our schools, we are multilingual, we are multicultural, we have an open dialogue among educators of all European member states, which makes processes sometimes very complicated, but also very challenging and attractive. And of course, like the area of sustainable development has been brought to debate, and this is obvious, like because of the recent political and economical and social climate that we are living in Europe.
Thank you so much. So a very particular network of schools, 25,000 or something like that students in total, if I'm not wrong, and with teachers and students coming from different member states. That's something which is worth explaining, because I think that some people don't know it exists. So different objectives, one on education for sustainable development. So my question, my second question to you would be the why. And I would be very much interested to understand what you think about the importance of tackling on having a special focus on education for sustainable development on green competences at large. Is it for you a priority? If yes, why? And what are your plans regarding the reinforcing of these green competences?
Okay. The first thing, if you don't mind, Tremere, is I will start explaining a bit about the European schools curriculum, and then I will go a bit into your question. The European schools curriculum is also quite peculiar, because it's a comprehensive curriculum. all the pupils in the European school system, they need to have at least until the end of their schooling a scientific subject and also mathematics. And our curriculum, as you will understand, it has to be a curriculum that it is equivalent and that allows transition between national schools and our system. That is why we have to talk among different member states about which would be the curricular priorities. So the priorities of the European school system are negotiated among the different the member states. One having a comprehensive curriculum and having the position of sciences very prominently in our curriculum as a link, of course, with education for sustainable development. Another characteristic of our curriculum is that we have a different syllabi that, because they have to be equivalent with different member states, they are not very prescriptive. Actually, they are very open. And the beauty of it is that there is always an interaction between what is happening in the class, what is happening in society, and our syllabuses. So our syllabuses are really flexible and give possibilities to the teachers to embed different competencies. And in the last years, we have started a process of looking at the 8 key competencies for lifelong learning. Why? Because, as I said before, we are the only trans-European school system, and we want to be a testbed for trying out new policies, and we want to innovate. So you know that the national member states, they have their own competencies on education, and whatever comes from European policies, they may adopt it or may not adopt it. We think we have to, because it is not binding for us either, but morally we think we should follow the policies in education that are thought out in Europe. In that respect, the first thing that we looked at is, okay, because our syllabi are so flexible, how can we enrich them by embedding those 8 key competencies? And when we are talking of the 8 key competencies, actually we are talking of 9, because we also look at the Green Pump framework, and we are telling our teachers, please look at the framework and try to bring in these competencies in your subjects, because we think that education for sustainable development needs to be taught in a cross-curricular way. Like, every teacher in every level should embed green competencies and teach them in their lessons. So that's our first approach to it. Then maybe we can talk about this later, but we also thought that it could be interesting to have a more specialized subject in the field, in the area.
Exactly. So thank you. It was very interesting, also very good to remind that sustainability or sustainable education is not one of the 8 key competences, as you rightly remind. It was a very long discussion about that, but the fact that it's such a transversal competence that innovates everywhere, and that's really the way to go. Thank you to remind that. So let's go to the that thing that you just were talking about, that you are at the moment developing something super interesting, which is tackling very precisely the green transition, I should say, because you are developing what you call, but you're going to explain to us, a complementary course. So basically for students of 16 to 18 years old, you're going to explain, which is called, I give a title, Sustainability on Active Citizenship. So it has been designed this year, and it could be implemented, if I'm not wrong, after the summer. So can you please tell us more about that, because I'm sure it will interest a lot of people.
Yeah. I can't try to explain why we are doing that. Okay, the first thing is that we saw a great interest from our pupils, and also great interest from our teachers, and we are always listening to what is happening in society. As I said, our our syllabi are very flexible and they are subject to change, constant change, to improvement. That's what we call, I mean, like the continuous improvement cycle of the syllabi. So we saw that nowadays more and more there are many higher education studies that focus on sustainable development. And we thought that probably our pupils that would be interested in pursuing one of those studies would be better prepared if they had already seen that in the last years of their secondary education. So this is one thing. Also, we have seen that in many schools, there have been many movements that have been led by teachers and pupils, signaling this worry about climate change and also about sustainability. And we have had in many schools different initiatives, like for example in the European School of Brussels too, you know, there is the Climate Academy initiative, which actually was a bit what inspired us to pursue this the elaboration of this new course. We also have a lot of pupils that are really engaged in sustainable development, and that they promote actions in their own schools and outside their schools. We have a lot of initiatives like the something so simple as the day without heating, you know, like, or as as they call it in, for example, in Dutch speaking schools, the day of the big sweater, Dick Trier Day, and we have seen that there is a lot of concern and a lot of demand from that. So with this subject, what we also wanted a bit is to sort of a structure, I mean, like all these initiatives, and make them more efficient and put the focus on the aspects that this should have. We have also other initiatives in which many other schools are involved, also through Erasmus Plus project. Like, for example, now we are involved in a very nice project called Erasmus Maris, and in this project it is a sort of dialogue with the scientists about the preservation of the oceans and the problem of microplastics. So there are many activities that are happening, but for us, what is very important is to try to teach the pupils how to tackle them efficiently, because in education for sustainable development and in this area, there is also a lot of noise, and there is also a lot of noise because you know that there is a lot of initiatives that are sort of pseudo initiatives, that they come from lobbyists or from big companies, and they are presented as education for sustainable development, but sometimes, I mean, like, there are other objectives that we do not see, and that probably they are not as interesting as we would like. So that's why we have to tackle this and try to give it a bit of a structure. And we want that through these subjects that the pupils develop a number of competencies that prepare them well to tackle the challenges of sustainability. So that would be it. If you want, I can also tell you a bit more about the characteristics of our course, if you think that is interesting. I could summarize it in like 10 little.
Anyway, I'm just telling the audience that we will share anyway what we can share in the comment, because I think it might be very interesting for the audience, as a matter of fact, to have a look, of course, at the syllabus that has been developed. But before I give you the floor again, I mean, I'm very much interested in your approach, which obviously is something which is very near to our heart in the Education for Climate, because basically what you're telling us is that you're giving flexibility to the educators, and then based on what's happening on their request and also coming from the students, you listen to what's happening, and then you try to implement something that will benefit all the system. And that approach, which is basically a very participative approach, is something which is very, very interesting. But please.
Yeah, for us, I mean, like the first thing about this course is that it should have an interdisciplinary approach. So, as you know, the title of the course is Sustainable Development and Active Citizenship. This means that we want to bring together different principles across subjects like sciences, social studies, geography, civics, etc. So I think we need that the approach needs to help pupils understand the interconnectedness of global issues.
Exactly.
And to encourage critical thinking and make relations between different areas of knowledge. A second thing is that...
Which means, Manuel, if I understand correctly, you're telling us that that course could be taught by different teachers. So.
Actually, that's the case. I mean, like we are thinking of a team teaching, so the course could be taught by a team of teachers that would be a specialist in different subject areas. But it could also be taught by one single teacher. But the syllabus allows for that we have this team teaching. Then also another important thing in the course is that we want to focus also on experiential learning, that we want to provide hands-on experience and real-world application. So the course also allows for organization of field trips or community service projects, simulations, different practices, and also those that are related to civic engagement, which is very important. Then also we think that systems thinking is a key aspect of this course. We want that pupils can think holistically about complex issues, and they need to understand the interdependencies among economic, social, environmental factors. And we want that they are encouraged to analyze also the long-term consequences of individual and collective action. So in this sense, we are talking of a critical thinking and problem solving approach, where we will have open discussions, debates, exploration of multiple perspectives to develop analytical and problem solving abilities. And the citizenship part is also very important, because we are thinking of citizenship and participation. We want that the pupils also can have the opportunity to participate in their communities. We want also to teach them about democratic processes, human rights, civil responsibilities, and that they start, I mean, working in community projects, campaigns, and other sort of initiatives related to sustainable development. And this not only in a European perspective, but also in a global perspective, because we want to develop a sense of empathy towards peoples from different cultures and backgrounds outside our borders. We want that they explore topics like poverty, inequality, migration, which we see every day on the media. And this is also very important, because we also want to teach them about media disinformation and how they can figure out, I mean, like, what news they should trust, and which ones they should be a bit more critical about them. So the course also has a sort of a ethical sphere, where we can discuss ethical dilemmas related to sustainable development, and here comes very strongly the concept of values. Because you know that in the European school system, the value-driven education is one of our cornerstones. I mean, like people need to learn from a young age about responsibilities and the consequences of their choices, and how when they make a decision, it has to be an informed decision and consider normally choices have consequences both for present and future generations. And this course, we have also designed it by consulting other partners. So in this case, as you know very well, Tremere, we had a good cooperation with the Joint Research Center and also with the European Patent Office. So we also acknowledge their contributions, and they even are going to continue contributing with us to provide training materials for teachers, and also to provide learning materials for pupils. But apart from that, I mean, a partnership and collaboration is also a very important part in this course, where we would like our pupils to engage with their local communities, with non-governmental organizations, etc. So all in all, what we are talking is of a reflective practice that is linked to the personal growth of the pupil as well, and to try to imbue them with a lifelong commitment to sustainable development and active citizenship. So that would be in a nutshell a bit what the course is
Thank
about.
Thank you. It sounds really promising. So if I sum it up, I've heard transdisciplinary, of course, team teaching, hands-on activities, experiential learning, and you want to also change attitudes and based on values. So that's really absolutely promising. I just recall the audience before we leave that the different competences you were talking about critical thinking, systems thinking, very important, of course, are the competences also based on the European competent framework, GreenComp, and GreenComp was used to develop that course. So congratulations, really. Thank you again, Manuel, and I hope we will have the occasion maybe in a few months to come back to you and to see how it's going on, when, because you're going to implement that course as of next September. Thank you again.
Thanks, Tremere. And just to finish, just to tell you that we hope that this course actually makes a difference, because actually, if we want to change things to the best, the only force we can really rely on is on the force of education.